This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Lali Aran, and we're talking with Yaren Turkoglu. Lali, when you walk through the streets of Istanbul, I love the main street in the modern side of the Golden Horn,
Istiklal Street.
Istiklal, and street is Kadasi?
Istiklal Caddesi.
Istiklal Caddesi.
Yes.
And when I walk down the street, it is just a festival of humanity. And it's hard for me to know who are the tourists. There's a lot of people that look to me like Turks, but they're actually from the Middle East.
Yes, true.
Tell us about the demographic makeup of the people on that street.
Well, it is everybody you can name, you can see on that street. First of all, you need to realize that Turkey is a role model country to Middle East, to Arabic countries and Central Asia. So everybody looks up to Turkey to adopt the lifestyle in Turkey, to live like the Turks, to have the life that exists in Turkey. So Turkey is a very big attraction for them to travel. So it's very easy to see people from many places in the Arab world and in the Central Asia on the streets
of... So it's the Arab world and the Turkic world.
Yes.
And we should distinguish between that.
Yes.
What is the difference between the Arab world and the Turkic world?
Well, Turkic world, to make it simple, I can say that people living in the countries which used to be the satellite states of USSR once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
So people from those countries and people from the Arabic nations just flow into the streets of Istanbul and Turkey whenever they have the chance.
So we see that. We see a lot of European tourists. We see
yes.
a lot of people doing their daily work.
Yes.
And another big part of tourism in Turkey, not so much in Istanbul, but in the resorts, are tour groups from Russia.
Yes, it is true. Along the Mediterranean coastline especially, I would say Central and Eastern Mediterranean is very popular among the Russian tourists. But you don't see them in the streets because when they come to Turkey, they come on charter flights. Once they are off their flight, they are bused to the resort. They're going to stay for a whole week, which includes all their food and beverage. And at the end of the week, they're bused to the airport and chartered back to their own country.
So this is just a little bit of Russian hedonism with Turkish food and climate.
And we don't mind it. It brings liveliness to the economy.